the law, and you're not going to get it by the law. Verse 32. Why? Why didn't the Jew get righteousness? Because they did not pursue it by faith. Now, do you need it any clearer? Here are the Jews throughout all their history, with all of the law, with all of the sacrifices, all of the holy days, all the do's and don'ts. And they couldn't get it. Because they did not pursue it by faith. Take us into a big faith battle. To understand where faith is, to understand the object of faith, understanding what we're trusting, understanding what we're putting our faith in. Someone would argue, but I am doing it by faith. Okay, you say you're doing it by faith. Yeah, I'm putting my sacrifice on the altar by faith. That by putting the sacrifice on the altar, I'll attain this righteousness. Wrong. See, we've got to be very careful when somebody says, but I am doing it by faith. What is your faith? Someone may say, someone has said, many have said, but I am confessing, verse John 1:9, and I am doing it with faith. But you see, their faith is in what they do. My faith is in that if I confess, then God will do this. No, that's not the way we recover from sin. Our faith is in God, not in what we do. Why would anyone confess without faith? Why did the Jews put an offering on the sacrifice, people? Their faith was in the putting the sacrifice in the altar. That doesn't give you a righteousness. As an unbeliever or a believer, we have to understand what we're talking about. We talk about faith. It's not faith in what I do. That's no different than saying, you understand this? That's no different than saying, I am righteous by living this way, but it's by faith. Because you see, my faith is that if I live a certain way, then I attain righteousness. People, that's not the Word of God. And that's not what we mean by gaining righteousness by faith. Your faith is in what you do. And that is legalism, religion, evil. And that's what the Jews tried to do in verse 31. And they never got 30 and 31. They never got it. It's not attained by all of that. It's attained by a faith in God. Remember the gospel model. Our faith directed toward God. Member of the Godhead. Jesus Christ for salvation. Righteousness one. And we're going to see the Holy Spirit, the one sent for that. For righteousness two. And then God the Father in reference to righteousness in our eternal body. A resurrected body. See, what God is looking for, people, is a relationship with Him. Not in something that I do. So please be sure when we talk about this righteousness and this faith that we know what we're talking about. Alright, let's get the momentum. What shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness attained righteousness, even the righteousness which is by faith. And he's making a declarative statement. That's the only way we get it. But Israel, pursuing a law of righteousness, did not attain at that law. Why? This is the question. Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by work. Their faith was in their work. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. Boom! Just thrown in. Oh, please don't forget this verse. When we get back into John 14 in a couple of weeks, and we go to some Old Testament stuff, we have some great verses and passages in front of us. It's taken everything I can to just go into it. I may change that. I'm just going to talk with you as a friend, pastor. I may change it. Rob down in Houston and John in Tucson, their view is, boy, when the Holy Spirit gives it to them, bring it and give it to the people. And I understand that, but I'm trying to wait and put it where it belongs in the progress of the study. And maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Because I'm just chomping to show somebody. In fact, Peggy called me. Peggy Costello called today about something else, and I made her go through an entire chapter in the Old Testament with me. And she didn't even let in what she wanted at all, but she called, so she got it. I did not invade her. She called, and so we had a lot of fun going through it. And so there's something about it. What I want you to remember is, as though it were by works, they stumble over the stumbling stone, the two stones throughout all the Bible. There's a living stone that's a snare, and there is a stone with law written on it, and that's what the Jews wanted. You see, people, and I got this somewhere in my notes, but I'm running out of time, so I'll just tell you now, there are two major covenants. Two major covenants in the Old Testament and become an issue even in the New Testament, Galatians. And you have to know when you're reading, don't assume one particular covenant. There is one covenant, that's the Abrahamic. And then there is the second covenant, and that's the Mosaic. This one supersedes this one. This is the one you and I are under. This is the one that's by faith. This is the one that's by grace. This one is law. This one is by performance. You have to perform. And so many people put themselves under a righteousness of performance. When we get there, we'll see. I'll show you. What happened with Job and Peter and David and a lot of people in the Bible, they put themselves under their own performance standard. Jesus Christ never asked Peter to die for him in that sense. Jesus Christ never said to Peter, I don't want you ever to deny me. I don't want you to ever do this. Peter said, I'll never deny you. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. He put himself under a performance that nobody could keep. We do this a lot to ourselves. We put ourselves under a performance standard, and then when we don't live up to that performance, boom! Crashes down on us. Performance standard is always by the law. Now, I want to tell you something.